It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast, a little video edition of this podcast, which is really going to be in two parts. Neither one of them are going to be very long. Part one is going to be pretty much giving you an idea of what I'm doing right now during this historical event happening with our country right now with this virus. So I'll give you kind of an idea, just an overview of what I'm doing, my thoughts on what's going on, how serious I'm taking it, what I'm doing. So that's going to be kind of part one, just to give you an idea of what I'm up to and what I'm doing. I've had many people ask me, mainly over email, what am I up to, what am I doing, as it not only pertains to our multifamily holdings and some possible opportunities that could be there. And I'll be addressing, I think, more of that in part two of the podcast, which I'm going to be sending you out tomorrow. But also what I've been doing personally and what's been going on, what's been my attitude, what am I doing around the house with family, kids, those kinds of things in light of what's going on. And so the first thing you're going to notice today is I look like I just got done cleaning. and actually that's pretty much true. I won't bore you with the details, but the number of hours that we've been spending on so many fronts over the last week, and by we, I'm not only talking about myself, but a lot of my management staff, maintenance staff, and those folks that are in our offices have been, we probably haven't worked as many hours within a stretch of days, probably it's probably been a few years since I've put this amount of time in. And so I'm recording this on a Saturday and just wrapping up some final things regarding notices and getting things in place for April as April approaches in terms of our apartment communities and also in terms of our investors. So this is what you get. So what have I been doing and what are my thoughts regarding the virus and what's been going on? Especially personally, what has been happening with me. And I'll start with attitude. First of all, I won't go into what our company is doing and what we've been up to, because if you're like me, you've been just blasted by any relationship you've had with a company or companies. You're getting the email, most of you, the emails on what we're doing, what you can expect, how we're handling the COVID-19 virus. And though I think that's very important and everybody needs to be doing that, so everybody, us, we need to know what our vendors, companies we're doing business with, investments we've got, places we've got investments, relationships we've got, all of that. We need to know what's going on. Frankly, most of those now, alerts, notices, information pretty much sound the same. I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying, they pretty much do. And a lot of what we're going to be seeing, not only over the last few days, but in the future, you're going to be seeing a lot of copycatting going on, where if one company decides to do something, many other companies will follow in its wake and do the same thing. And the main reason you see it is really nobody knows what to do. So there's no, in the manual you've got to run a business and to run your personal life, there's no manual for this. They say there's really no manual to being a parent in terms of things you got to deal with and do with your kids as they grow up and how to be a parent. Well, there sure as hell is no manual for this either. So you're going to see a lot of copycatting going on, not only business-wise, but personally too. So my attitudes towards what's going on. Right now, there are really kind of, there's certain degrees of how serious people are taking this. even as I record this, and you've got, I'll just kind of hit the spectrums, both ends of the spectrum here. You've got, on one side of the spectrum, you've got folks that firmly believe that this is very overblown. People are getting way too excited, wasting way too much time, effort, energy, money, mental powers, psychological power, you name it. At the end of the day, there are many folks that believe that, you know, we're overblowing this way, way, way too much, too much, big time. We're over the hill on this. And quite frankly, can't understand why we are so many are so bothered and overreacting. You know, case in point, you know, you can't buy toilet paper. It's pretty hard to find that right now. Paper towels, sanitizers, cleaners. I was at the grocery store because I had to really see for myself what was going on. I don't get to the grocery store that often myself. But I had to see, you know, for myself, I wanted to check it out as I was driving by the other day and see, you know, are the shelves really empty? Is what I'm really being told going on? And noticed, at least at the grocery store I went to, that, paper goods are basically gone. There are some, the meat counter is basically empty. There are some cuts of meat here or there, but, you know, for the most part, a lot of the meat's gone, and, you know, you won't be able to get a loaf of bread if you want one. That's pretty much gone, too. And so there are people that are basically saying, you know, those people that are running out and hoarding whatever, toilet papers, paper towels, meat, whatever, you know, you guys are, you know, that's just total overreaction. So that's one side of the spectrum. The other side of the spectrum is people that are, you know, doomsday prepping people that are locked up. They're not going anywhere. They're locked inside of their house or apartment. They may go out to get a breath of fresh air, but that's really about it. They're going to stay inside, and they don't want any contact with anybody. And if they do have to go outside somewhere, they're masked up, you know, gloved up, masks, covered up, and taking every precaution you can in order to not be, to take the chance of being infected. So you really got those two spectrums, really, pretty much. And a lot of that is going to be based on where you're at, where you live, and frankly, a lot of it's going to be based on if you own your own business, by the way. And, you know, I've seen this already, and it's not a surprise. And by the way, I just know what these people are feeling. There are still quite a few businesses where, you know, the government's basically mandated, you got to shut your doors. You got to close down. And, you know, these business owners who, a ton of them, have everything into these businesses, blood, sweat, tears, amount of time, effort, energy, and work to get to the point where they're at, and to shut that down. To them, I mean, they want to, like, give you the finger. And I don't mean this finger. I mean, you know, that finger, okay? They want to give the government the finger. And I totally get it. I get it. And that's really hard to see. And don't get me wrong here, okay? I'm very concerned about people that get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want anybody that I know and that I care about to even come close to this damn thing. And I'll talk more about my feelings on that here in just a second. But I'm seeing these businesses close, man, and I'm just in pain just watching it happen, because I know each freaking minute that goes by and they're closed down is like, I mean, it's death to them. It's really death to them, and it really, really sucks. So my attitude towards it, and you've already gotten a little taste of it right there. You know, my attitude is, I mean, I am taking this very seriously. my attitude is to over-prepare, to be overly conservative, because I'd rather be that. And as I told my employees the other day, you know, I said, I hope these meetings we're having, I hope the conversations and all the time, effort, energy, and work that we're doing, I hope this is all a waste of time. So we can look back a few months down the road over a beer or a drink or something and kind of laugh about it and say, look at all of the shit we were doing, you know, while this was going on, business-wise, personal-wise, look at everything we were doing and kind of laugh about it. And I really hope that's the case. But I'm preparing, and my attitude is that that's not going to be the case. I think you need to be serious about this. Despite as good as we are with our technology, as good as we are with our intelligence, as advanced of a country as we are, this is still spreading at a pretty good clip. And really, no matter where you're at, you're pretty much at risk. And so you need to be taking steps, and you need to be taking this seriously. I think a casual attitude or one of everybody's overreacting is a bad, bad place to be. I don't think you want to be taking this lightly. So that's number one. I mean, I'm taking it seriously. I have steps in place personally to make sure that myself and my family and our employees are protected as much as possible. And we've taken a lot of steps to do that. And we'll continue to as this evolves. I think doing anything less than that is you're not doing a service to anyone you care about, whether it's employees or family or yourself. So you better be damn well taking this seriously, because my opinion, and basing this on people that I have consistent communication with, and I fortunately have relationships with some folks that are not only well-known in the business world, but also well-known in terms of who their network and who they're connected with from a network standpoint. And you know, the information is in pretty much, and this is going to last a long time. This is not a case where it's going to be short-lived. So I saw somebody give a really good explanation of this the other day, where they kind of compared it to like a blizzard or a snowstorm, where you know this is going to last for a couple weeks and we're pretty much going to be done. That's not going to be the case. I mean, I think this is going to go on for quite a few more months at least, until we really have some kind of control over it. The outlook of having any kind of a antidote for this, any kind of a serum that's going to cure this, I think is many, many, many months off too. And so I don't say this because I'm not optimistic. I'm one of the most optimistic guys out there. But this is going to go on for a while. And to have an attitude of other than that, I think could be a mistake. So that's kind of where I'm at personally with this. That's kind of where what I'm seeing out there. You've got an idea pretty much what I've been doing, at least on a personal basis and on a business basis. I won't go into the weeds in terms of what we're doing specifically with our investment properties, and with our employees and with our managers. That's really conversations I have with our investors. But this is all hands on deck. You are working all the time on this, making sure. And you really have no way that what you're doing is going to work or not work. Because again, there's no guide to this. There's no instruction book to what's going on. Personally, or business-wise, or whatever. But again, I'm over-preparing, I'm overdoing it. I'm on it more than I probably need to be, personal-wise, business-wise, because I'd rather be wrong and have and be laughed at maybe by a few folks than not be, than than have it go the other way. That would not be the way I would want it to go, and I'd have a shit ton of regrets if that was the case. So that's what I'm doing personally. So I mean, that's really it for part one of the podcast this weekend. Is at least giving you an idea of what I'm up to, what's going on, what we've been doing, and my attitude towards this, because I've been asked by a lot of you about it. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you part two of this, where I actually see opportunity, investment opportunity specifically. And the way that the universe works regarding this has been the way it's been since the beginning of time. I'll talk about that and why it is the case, no matter how we feel, whether we think it's right or wrong, it's just the way it is. I'll talk about that and why there could be some opportunities and some things to look out for in part two. So that's going to end part one. Have a great day. Hang in there. All right. And have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. See you.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.